If this is your first time here, I recommend starting at episode one because this story is told in chronological order. If you find this entertaining or even helpful, I would really appreciate it if you could share this episode with friends or family who might also find it entertaining or helpful. Spreading the word really does help keep this journey going. In the last episode, I was finally able to set up my Amazon product listing. I also got a chance to test out the beach bags with some friends, which ended up being a big success. This week, I face some payment gateway errors trying to pay off my school loans, which was stressful. I also faced some errors with some Amazon storage limits. Even with a week full of errors, I was able to finish getting the beach bags ready to be sent to the Amazon warehouse. I will explain my steps to you in this episode. Let's kick it off. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. I am sitting here on my laptop Wednesday afternoon. I have opened one of my student loan accounts and I'm about to make a full payment all at once. It's a little scary, I'm not gonna lie. I've re-looked at the payment page so many times. So I'm about to pay off $10,535 to one of my school loans. And okay, everything looks like it's in order, paying for my bank account, and I will submit payment. Oh my gosh, it's loading. Oh, wait, what? Sorry, there's been a problem. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Fuck. Okay, but the page has still the loading circle going around and around. Does that mean it didn't go through? Oh, fuck. I hate when this happens. So did this not work? Oh, shoot. What do I do now? Do I have to reload? But then what if I'm gonna check my bank account? You know, I'm gonna log out. And maybe we're gonna just come back to this later, because now I'm really nervous because I obviously can't pay this twice and I don't want any payment to have gotten stuck in limbo. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I paid it. I don't think I did, but we're gonna come back and figure this out. Okay, I do have a second student loan that I have to pay off. So I only have two. I mean, only, that's too many. But yeah, I guess I'm just gonna pay off the second one instead and figure out later if the payment for the other one went through or not. Okay, so I am paying for this loan a total of $13,000. I'm just trying to figure out how to do this properly. Okay, I just clicked submit. So it says payment success. As of today, you are authorized a $13,000 payment from the bank. Confirmation of payment has been emailed. So I just made a $13,000 payment to one of my student loans. Okay, shoot. I mean, I'm excited. I don't know, I'm nervous to be honest. What if something went wrong? That's so much money for something to just go wrong. So I went back and I rechecked the payment status of the first loan that I was trying to pay off. I don't think anything actually got recorded because there's no payment history showing. So I don't know. Maybe it didn't go through at all. I'm still just gonna let it sit for a couple of days. Maybe I'll make the minimum payment and then check back and see
Yeah, I hate when payment stuff doesn't go through properly, and it makes me really stressed and nervous, especially when it's so much money. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit stressed and nervous at the moment. I'm just gonna wait a couple days, come back to it and see what it shows. Okay, so I am back trying to do this loan payment thing. I am paying $10,500 and trying this again because last time I had an error. I am hitting submit now, and thank the Lord it went through so fast, actually. It says, thank you, your payment has been scheduled for April 15th, which is tomorrow, because it apparently, you can't pay on a Sunday. So yeah, payment is scheduled to process tomorrow. And that will clear out all my school loans. My other school loan is fully paid for, which I paid for the other day. So now with this being paid for, I've officially paid $23,000. Well, it's a little more than that. If we round up a little bit, I have paid $23,500 to pay off on my school loans, and I don't ever have to think about this again. Actually, I didn't think about it very much at all in the past, which is my issue. So now I am okay to not think about it ever again, which is super exciting. Clearly, for me, it's just better to pay it off all at once, which I was able to. So I feel good. I feel super good, actually. No more school loans. I'm excited to say that.
Now that all my school loans are paid off in full, it is time to switch gears and get into some Amazon side hustle work.
Today, I have to figure out how to send all of my beach bags to the Amazon warehouse. I mean, I still have more beach bags to repackage, so by no means am I ready to ship them today, but I need to figure out what the steps are. I have this course that I'm going to take that hopefully will explain the process of shipping these bags to the Amazon warehouse. I know that I have to get an Amazon warehouse appointment, so I have to book a certain day and time so that I can come and ship all my bags to them. So let me figure out what the steps are, and I will try to do that all by today. I don't know. It could be really complicated, or it could be really easy. I guess we're going to find out right now. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, ma'am.
Hi, I'm just wondering, are you guys able to print barcodes?
Sorry?
Are you able to print barcodes? Barcodes, like barcodes for shipping?
Shipping parcels or something?
Barcode.
Like stickers or something?
Yeah, stickers, but it's a barcode. So it's like...
Barcodes, yeah.
You can print barcodes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll be coming soon.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
See you soon. Thank you. Bye. I'm on my way to go print up some barcodes. I actually just figured out that I needed to stick barcodes on every single individual beach bag, which obviously makes sense, but I have been just repackaging beach bags without even thinking about putting any barcodes on any of them. So I have to go through every beach bag and stick these barcodes on them. So I did buy a barcode. This I did a while back because I knew it was part of the process. I knew I had to get a barcode. You have to buy them. You have to buy a specific, like, authorized barcodes. There's this one website, I think it was called like GS1, and that website will generate an authorized barcode that could be looked up in databases, and it needs to be a legit barcode, and it costs money. I only needed one barcode because I'm only starting with one product. If, let's say, I had a beach bag that was two different versions, like an all black one and then a black / wine cork one, if I had those two different versions, I would need two different barcodes. Right now, I only have one version of my product, so I just need one barcode. Like I said, they do cost money, so I paid $30 to get one barcode. It does cost a lot more the more barcodes you need, but for every variation of your product, you do need a barcode. If you start selling variations of your product, buying barcodes can get kind of expensive, but I guess it's part of doing business. So I'm on my way to go print me up my barcode. Hello, how are you? I need to print these. Do I just send it via email or WhatsApp?
Whatever it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, same code. Yeah. 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 It's all one code, just many times. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then I just need a total of 200. Yeah. 200 codes. Yeah. It can be small.
6 centimeters. It should be something like this. It should be.
That's the, okay.
Then the height should be something like this. 2.5.
2.5?
Is it okay or 3?
No. I think 2.5 is plenty. Yeah. Yeah, that should be fine. I mean, it's about the same size as the original one. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Have a good day. Okay, thanks. I have my barcodes printed and they are cut so I can peel out every single barcode one at a time and put it on a bag. Fun.
Now that I have my barcodes situation sorted, it is time to get back to researching how to send my beach bags to the Amazon warehouse.
So today I'm working on figuring out how to send my beach bags to the Amazon warehouse. I have to go through the steps on the Amazon Seller Central website. And in the steps, you put the details of the shipment to Amazon. So you have to put how many units of product you have in each box. You have to put how many boxes are you sending. You have to put the size of the boxes, the weight of the boxes, and everything. So I am working through those steps today. As I'm going through the steps and putting in all the measurements, I got an error message that I need to figure out what the heck it means. I tried to figure it out a little bit so far, and I actually have zero answers so far. But essentially, the message said that the amount of weight that I'm shipping to Amazon exceeds the limit of storage that they have for the warehouse for a new seller. And I have to send 11 boxes of 14 beach bags, which each box weighs almost 20 kgs. So when I put that amount into the boxes on the Amazon site, it said that this was past the weight limit, but it didn't say what the weight limit was. When I clicked through to try to read more about it, it said the weight limit is calculated based on several factors. So I'm trying to read through it and it doesn't actually specify a number for me or for anyone. I can't find it yet. I can send less boxes to Amazon. That's fine. Maybe I send them in small batches, but I don't know. So let's see. Maybe I have to go box by box. Maybe I'll do that. I didn't even think about that till just now, actually. I'll see if 10 boxes makes the error go away. If not, 9 boxes. If not, 8. Yeah, okay. I'll try it that way. I guess I'll just have to do it by trial and error, like always. So I'm trying to understand what the storage limits are because it doesn't specify right away. It says individual selling accounts, which is me, have a default storage limit and are not subject to storage limit increases. It says new sellers who have been active for less than 13 weeks or sellers without enough sales receive default storage limits. Storage limits are calculated using several factors, including your sales volume, your historical IPI scores, which is, I assume, some sort of score they come up with, and then the availability fulfillment center capacity, so how much room is available at the time. So it says sellers with consistently higher IPI scores will receive higher storage limits. Okay, this is one of my questions. So an IPI score, whatever it stands for, I'm not even sure yet. An IPI score is determined automatically by Amazon based on your sales history, I assume. But it says, but there's an FAQ question that I'm curious about as well. It says, what if I do not have an IPI score or I'm a new FBA seller? Their answer says, most sellers with professional selling accounts have an IPI score, but some do not, because we do not have enough data to generate a score for the account. This is usually the case for sellers who are new to FBA or have small quantities of FBA inventory. These sellers will get the default storage limits. Still, I don't know what the default storage limits are. They keep saying you will get default storage limits, but then I can't find what the default storage limit is. I might just have to Google this. I'm so annoyed. Why is there not a clear answer? What is the default storage limit? I think I'm just gonna ask Google. What is the default storage limit for Amazon UE? Oh, okay, I found this article, not from Amazon, but from a blog. What is the Amazon inventory storage limit? 10 cubic feet. 10 cubic feet. Individual selling accounts, which again is me, they have set storage limit of 10 cubic feet. This value does not change. Okay. Okay, I found a cubic feet calculator online. So, according to the size of my box, one of my boxes is, it's 4.3 cubic feet. So I can only ship two boxes to Amazon? Oh my goodness. This is not going to be good.
It seemed a little strange that only two of my boxes would be the maximum limit for Amazon storage, because that feels like a very small amount of space to use to sell a product on Amazon. I decided to test the waters a bit more instead.
Okay, so I think let's do create new... Oh no, close. Let's do five. Oh, wait. Five boxes worked. Wait, I want to send six. Okay, maybe I'm just going to do this by trial and error. I just tested five just to see what would happen. Okay. Seven boxes works. Okay. Eight. Okay, so eight exceeds the limit. Okay, so I can only send seven boxes. Okay. It's half of them, actually.
Now that I've figured out the maximum number of boxes that will successfully allow me to go through to the next step, it is time to figure out a courier to come pick up my shipment.
Okay, if I work with an Amazon partner carrier, it's going to cost me 250 dirhams to ship the seven boxes to the Amazon warehouse, which not bad, I guess. Yeah, and it says the Amazon partner carrier provides discounted shipping rates. So I guess we're just going to go with that. So I have to pay 250 dirhams, 250 dirhams and 25 fils. I agreed to the Amazon courier. Okay, so yeah, it's going to cost me 250 dirhams. I accept the charges. Select pickup contact to book cargo pickup slot. Oh, book a cargo pickup date. I could have this ready by next Sunday, 21st. Actually, I could probably have it ready sooner, but yeah, we'll just say next Sunday. Okay, yay. Thank you for using Send to Amazon. We would love to hear from you. I am done. Crazy. Okay, that wasn't as bad as I thought, although it took me a really long time to make sure I was doing everything right, but not bad. So it's confirmed. Seven boxes will get picked up on the 21st of April. Yay.
If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page, @startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.